It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Many people have told me that God spared my life for a reason. And that reason was to save our country and to restore America to greatness.
Yeah, he's going to make everything great again, he said. Drill, baby, drill. That's coming back. That's pretty funny. He was going, RFK, he thanked Robert F. Kennedy. They started chanting, Bobby, Bobby. You could hear him in the audience, right? He's like, he's gonna make America healthy again. But he said, Bobby, I want you to stay away from the oil.
Yep.
Leave the oil to me, and you just focus on our health. So I don't know. I mean, if he's got 55 votes in the Senate, he would certainly have a chance at getting him and maybe his FDA commissioner or something like that. He could probably get Senate approval on something like that.
All I know is I'm pumped for RFK Jr. to be involved, hopefully with the FDA, trying yeah. to take control of our health and the government regulations.
I'd be happy with him at the CIA, too, for that matter. Or the czar of efficiency, Elon Musk.
That's right.
I can't wait for that one to be created. All right, let's get to our guest, Taylor Riggs, host of the Fox Business Network's Big Money Show, one of the co-hosts there. And Taylor, how are you?
I'm doing well. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. We're running on fumes around here. Donuts and coffee have gotten us to the point where we are at 8:39 Central this morning. Can I just tell you that?
I know. I think I'm one of the few that actually managed to get a few hours of sleep last night. Most of my colleagues here, I think, are just pulling all-nighter. So yeah. I'm lucky that I think I slept for 3 hours.
Well, with the little one at home, you have to grab sleep when you can, right?
Totally.
Yeah, no, we get that. So I did hear some reports earlier about the market, but I want to hear it from your mouth. Has there been reaction negative or positive in the market this morning to the news that Donald Trump's been reelected?
Positive. Good. Huge. Huge gains that we haven't seen. So I want to run you through just sort of the asset classes so our viewers kind of really know what's going on. Equity markets, that's your stock market, right? When you generally think about your pension or your 401k, you're up 1, 2, 3% pretty much all across the board. This is an equity market that is so excited for lower regulation, lower taxes, pro-business, pro-innovation, pro-growth, all of that finally being priced in into the equity markets. Bond market is a similar story. We've been talking about how the Federal Reserve was cutting interest rates. We have a meeting from them on Thursday where they actually might still cut, but we are seeing interest rates actually go the totally opposite way because they too, when you think about long-term interest rates, are pricing in future higher growth on the horizon.
Oh.
So yields are massively rising as we're thinking long-term what pro-growth in this country could be like 5-10 years out, right? Crypto markets. Bitcoin's at a record high. We're nearing $75,000 on crypto. Trump comes out. He says he wants the U.S. to be the crypto capital of the world. Again, lower regulation. Bank stocks are rising. Healthcare stocks are rising. So you're sort of seeing cross asset, everyone finally pricing in just general theme, lower regulation, lower taxes, pro growth, very, very similar to what we saw in 2016. Finally, a lot of dollar strength. What that means is your dollar is worth more. particularly relative to currencies in China and Mexico, because when you think about trade and tariffs, it hurts their currency, helps our currency, makes our currency stronger, worth more. So you're seeing a lot of the trade and tariffs conversation also being priced in.
Yeah, I mean, I know you're not looking at a ticker right now, but just out of interest, how is DJT doing this morning?
Huge. It's up 26%. We just had the market open. I think Trump is now worth in the DJT stock about $5 billion. The overall company worth about $9 billion. He owns 57% of that company. I spoke with analysts who said if he wins, the stock goes to 70. If he loses, the stock goes to 20. I think we're at 42 right now. Record high on this stock was about a 50. Remember, September 23rd, we hit a low of the stock of $12 a share. So again, this is a company, and I want to caution viewers, because we can get, you know, everything's up and everyone gets excited, but with DJT, remember, there's not a lot of fundamental positive news on the company. This stock is purely sort of a right now a betting market on the president, on Trump.
Yeah.
Not so much on the actual company itself. So I also just want to caution people not to be buying the stock if you haven't really done your research and really understand the fundamentals of the company.
You just want to own something that says Trump's name on
DJT.
It. Yeah.
Hey, Taylor, we were talking last week, I think, about Polymarket and how, man, I mean, people were putting so much money into that. And last night it was fun watching it because as more and more states were going to Trump, I mean, it just kept climbing higher and higher. At one point, I think around 10 p.m., it was like 97% for Trump.
Yes.
I don't know how much money was poured into that, but it had to be a ridiculous amount.
So my parents were at a church meeting in California at 7 p.m. Pacific. So it was 10 o'clock my time. And they kept texting me in the middle of the church meeting saying, how's Trump doing? And I said, okay, well, all I can tell you guys is what the betting markets are saying, right?
Yeah.
Polymarket and some of the other markets. And I was shocked, actually, that pretty much right when the polls closed, they started climbing immediately in red, 60, 70, 80, 90, finally up to 96, 97% last night. I unfortunately don't have the numbers for you, but I do know that there was probably more money spent betting on this election than there has been in the past. Again,
yeah.
I always caution viewers, it's gambling, right? So it's a fun way to be prepared to lose that money. But this is an interesting case story of the betting markets who might have been a little bit more right than the polls, or you had betting markets that were pretty accurately tracking what was happening in real time as the polls were coming in. So you can say today that the markets and the betting markets did not get it wrong.
No, Taylor, I got to be honest with you. I don't sports bet, but I do look at the betting lines if it's a big game. And I'm all like on basketball games. I don't know how they do this. College basketball. The difference will be like one will be plus 3.5 and they'll win by 3.5 or four. Mm-hmm. Right now you can't win by 3.5, but they'll win by four. And I'm thinking to myself, how the hell do they know? So when I started seeing all the betting markets going so strongly for Trump, it's hard to bet against that based on how well they do in the sports world, right?
It is, totally. And again, you know me, I'm a little bit more fiscally conservative.
Yes.
So
yes.
You only bet what you're prepared to lose 100% of. But I do think that this speaks to stories that when those polls were coming in, and I was watching lots of different networks last night, and overall, the narrative was very, very early. He's doing better than he should be, and she's doing worse than Biden, or worse than where she was in previous years, and he's ahead of where he was in 2020, 2016. So the minute you get one exit poll that says that, you start to extrapolate trends, and that's sort of where these things can go. So, look, I think the betting markets, when it comes to elections, are here to stay. I don't know if that's always a good idea for if you are holding on to your money.
Yeah.
But hey, right? It's legal. It's gambling. And as long as you're responsible, you can have fun with it.
I got it. Taylor, thank you so much for your time. Have a great Wednesday.
You too.
All right. Talk to you soon. Taylor Riggs there, a Big Money Show on Fox, weekdays for noon Central Time.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.